we begin by looking at a strategically targeted attack by the Taliban in Pakistan that has simultaneously struck two crucial institutions, the military and schools. An army-run school was attacked by Taliban commandos who opened fire on students, taking some as hostages. There was a bombing as well. Dozens of military personnel were injured or killed, but the bloody attack most tragically killed schoolchildren as young as 12 years old. The Taliban has taken responsibility for this attack, saying it was in response to an offensive carried out by the Pakistani military back in June that cleared out many of the Taliban's hideouts in North Waziristan. But this carnage underscores the growing chaos in Peshawar and what has been called the jihadi machine, which has an increasingly tight lock on large parts of Pakistan. Speaking from London today, Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the attack.
The attacks in Peshawar and Sydney underscore that threats locally are also threats globally. In today's world, next door is everywhere.
Secretary of State John Kerry, what can the U.S. do to support Pakistan right now, especially as the government, the military, and the Pakistani intelligence services seem to have very different views on how to deal with the various jihadi groups operating in Pakistan? Joining us now is Declan Walsh, Pakistan reporter for our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from London. Welcome, Declan.
Hello.
So what can the U.S. do here? How unprecedented is this attack, and does it open a new era?
Well, this is one of the worst Taliban attacks, Pakistani Taliban attacks in years in Pakistan. There have been other attacks that have killed certainly over 100 people over the years. But really, this is the first time that the militants have stormed into a school and killed so many children in this way. So it has brought waves of revulsion and shock across Pakistan and certainly across the world. Only last week, we had a young woman from the same part of Pakistan, Malala Yousafzai, who was given the Nobel Peace Prize for her work in campaigning for the rights of children to education. You'll remember that she herself had been shot by the Taliban some years ago. And here we have the Taliban giving this, in a sense, a response that states very unambiguously that they're able to continue their attacks and that they're unafraid of striking even the most vulnerable civilian targets. In terms of the US, Pakistan and the US, after a very difficult number of years, particularly following the US commando raid to kill Osama bin Laden, have actually been on a fairly even path for the last 6 or 8 months. Relations have been gradually improving. There had long been criticisms of the Pakistan army that it had an ambiguous approach towards Islamist militancy and that that was hampering the country's ability to deal with its own militant problem. The army launched an operation against the Taliban in North Waziristan. That's in the tribal belts along the Afghan border last June. That operation is continuing. The army says it's killed 2,000 people. And the Taliban, in claiming responsibility for today's atrocity, has painted it as an act of retribution for that. It says that it is striking at the army and at the state, at mainstream Pakistani society more generally, as a response to the North Waziristan operation.
Is the Taliban the only jihadi story in the Peshawar region, or are they just leading a pack of growing insurgencies?
Well, the Pakistani Taliban are certainly the dominant force in the Peshawar area. There are other militant groups along the border that have different agendas, and some of them have been carrying out attacks inside Afghanistan, using Pakistani territory to conduct cross-border raids. That's been the main source of contention with the United States and with the neighboring government in Afghanistan. And across Pakistan, of course, there are other militant groups, some of which are engaged in sectarian violence against minorities, others which have carried out attacks in neighboring India. That's really where much of the criticism until now has been leveled against the Pakistan government. Critics say that while the military has been fighting very hard against the Pakistani Taliban, it has shirked the fight against other groups which it may have some sympathy with or indeed may even be supporting, such as the militants who carry out attacks in India, and that has hampered their ability to cut down on militant attacks inside the country. But really, you know, it remains to be seen now what impact this particular attack will have domestically in Pakistan, because of the scale of the attack and also because of the nature of the target. Education is something that, you know, even in the poorest Pakistani families, people prize very dearly. And I think the images that are coming out, the very emotional images of, you know, parents rushing to the school and children who've been killed being carried away from the scene of this attack, will, at least in the short term, I think, have quite a strong impact inside Pakistan.
Declan Walsh is Pakistan reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He spoke with us from London. Thank you so much, Declan.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.